On a black background, captions read, "The following dramatisation was inspired by a true story." In 1970, many high schools stopped sponsoring annual proms when they were legally forced to integrate. Privately funded, segregated proms were established, one for whites and one for blacks, which no one challenged for over 30 years. Until now. A lush green farm. Raven Simone, Aisha Tyler. For one night. A large train trundles across a small town's level crossing past white clapboard houses. Sam Jones III, Gary Grubbs, William Ragsdale, and Jason Lewis. The huge train rolls onwards. It continues on past the level crossing, which runs through a small town street, home to a local hardware store, a drugstore, and a white wooden church. A van and a car pass down the quiet town street. More scenes of small town life. A boy holds a dog on a leash outside a front door, adorned with the stars and stripes. An elderly man sweeps the street outside his store as a souped-up car stops at a junction, blaring out rap music. The car roars off. Now it drives by a busy high school whose grounds are packed with students on the way to school. Inside the car is a black teenage guy who smiles widely and a pretty white teenage girl. The girl waves at friends as the car rolls slowly by. The car carries on its way. Captions, Mercier, Louisiana, present day. A chubby black girl greets a friend outside the school.
Hey, y'all. Quiz me quick, there's a pop in Spanish. Okay.
Oh, did Eli tell you?
We found a DJ for prom. DJ Ray, and he DJs for all them Tulane frat parties. Esperzo. Esperado? JC!
Oh, what up?
Want Esperanto, okay?
Afraid.
Atrevido? You know what she got with JC? Eli thinks so, ask me.
Cela, did you even look at these?
I got senioritis. My brain is just screaming, stop, I'm full. Wait, where are you going? Did you even hear what I said about the DJ?
In the souped-up car, Myron, the black guy, snogs Carla, the white girl.
First, pal, we're gonna be late.
No, we're not.
They carry on kissing passionately. A middle-aged guy suddenly swings the car door open and drags Myron out.
What did you think you're doing?
We weren't doing nothing, Mr. Megan.
He violently pushes Myron along, in a classroom.
Hi, Mrs. Howard.
Hey. Brianna, is that personal?
No, ma'am. Mrs. Haggerty asked me to make copies for third period home ec.
Is that one of her cake recipes?
You know it is.
Make me a copy.
Cake.
Mm-hmm. Please don't call my father, Mr. Megan.
Call their parents, and then tell them to come in.
Howard,
step
Ms.
into
Howard,
the office.
Mrs.
Quiet.
Howard, please don't call my father. Please don't call him.
Carla, calm down. What's the matter, honey? What happened?
He and Byron, they caught us in the car.
That would be the bell, Miss McAllister.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Okay, go. It's okay, I'll see you at lunch, right?
If I don't get expelled.
Would you like a tardy?
No, ma'am, I'm very sorry, God.
Brianna rushes out.
Mr. Manning. Brianna, have you got time to tutor a jock? Stats and probabilities?
I'm sorry, but the prom's coming up and I'm on the venue.
Just a few rounds, you know, just getting ready for the chapter test. If Brandon flunks, I can't let him play.
Brandon Williams?
Team needs him and he needs you.
You don't play fair.
Thank you. Oh, and congratulations. I hear you're our new valedictorian.
No, I'm just in the running. I gotta keep my grades up.
Well, my money's on you.
Thank you.
Brianna smiles at blonde Mr. Manning and walks off. The hustle and bustle of New Orleans. Neon-lit restaurants, trams and crowds of tourists. A pretty black woman in her early 30s wearing an olive-green silky suit makes her way down a street of office blocks and into a building. Inside, she walks through some glass doors and picks up a newspaper from a front desk. A sign on the wall reads, The Orleanian Times. She carries on into an empty, open-plan office and takes a seat. She begins reading the paper. Time passes and soon the office is a hive of activity. Later, the woman, Desiree, leaves a boardroom meeting.
Randall, hey, did you get a chance to read my piece on the PowerPoint?
I did indeed.
And?
Don't care so much. Let the story speak for itself. You're reporting, not crusading.
Oh, come on, Randall. That was good. That was front page good.
Little Lois Lane.
Do not patronize me. I am not an intern anymore.
What do you want, Howard?
Better assignments, Randall.
Sorry, the correct answer was an end of world hunger.
He darts into a room, leaving a disgruntled Desiree. Back at college, a guy approaches Brianna.
Hey, Brianna.
She drops a book and he picks it up.
Sorry. Hey.
Mr. Manning said you found some numbers in my head. Gotta warn you. Head's pretty thick.
To be conscious that you are ignorant is a great step to knowledge.
He's blank-faced. Brianna turns away.
I didn't say that. I mean, I said it. It's just that, it was a quote. Benjamin Disraeli, British Prime Minister. Not now. In 1868. He's dead.
I guess he would be.
Yeah. I don't even know why we're talking about him.
We're not. You are.
I'm busy most afternoons. I think Thursday is the only day I can really pound on your head.
I got practice Thursday. What about after, say, 5 o'clock? I come by your house? That'd be okay?
Thursday, 5 o'clock.
Hey, Brianna, you want to tell me where you live?
Right?
Shannon and Eli, like this, and Brianna and Nanny over here.
Where's best couple?
Speaking of best couples, you hear about Myron and Carla busted in paradise.
Yeah, I saw Mr. Macon haul them in.
But they get suspended.
Suspended? For a little dashboard action?
Carla's daddy is city council. He's gonna flip out. She is so grounded.
Bet he won't let her go to prom.
What's your prom getting? A band or a DJ?
We've got $0. If people don't start paying their dues, we're dancing to a boombox. DJ Ray costs 6 big ones.
Our prom got Ray. So cross him off your wish list, lady, because we already booked him, right?
We're not booking anybody until the committee votes.
That boy is ours. Plus, Eli knows him. Don't you, Eli?
Yeah, he's my twin brother. You know, we were separated at birth.
Chill out. We can't afford him anyway.
Well, we can't afford him either if we want the Skylight House. But, if we put our dues together, I think we could have it all, y'all.
One prom for blacks and whites?
Yeah. When pigs fly.
Come on, it would be cost-effective. The DJ fees, the hall, decorations. Divide that by per person dues.
It's two proms, like always. Raise ours, the end. Don't make me do no division in my head.
Yeah, please don't. Makes a breakout in hives.
Shut up.
What's this?
It's my letter of resignation.
Oh, no dice. You have a contract.
A first-year journalism student could do what I do here, Randall. The Metro section won't miss me.
You got another offer?
I'm gonna freelance.
Did I mention you have a contract?
Then fire me.
Give me calls. Sell me crack. Harass the box boy. Or take a personal leave.
No, I don't need a personal leave.
You need a lot of things, Des. But I can only give you this time to review, reflect, and revive. Go on. Get out of here so I can start missing you.
Desiree storms out. Brianna's outside college.
Prom meeting. Come if you want to vote. No proxies. We're going to vote on our theme, y'all. Adventure in Paradise or Evening in Paris. Here you go. Now come if you want to vote. No proxies, girl. Come on now. You got to put this prom together. Here you go. Sorry about that. Prom meeting. Come if you want to vote. No proxies.
Brianna stops handing out leaflets when, through a large window which looks into a corridor, she sees Carla with her parents, who stand casually. Brianna then sees Myron being led down the same corridor by his parents, where they head to a side exit which leads out of the building. Mr. Manning opens a door and addresses the students who are watching Myron.
All right, everyone, let's get back to class.
The students disperse, all except Brianna, who steps inside and looks over to Carla, who's being led back into school by her parents. Now Brianna's with the female principal of the school.
This isn't something I can discuss.
I just don't understand. Carla wasn't suspended.
I have all the facts. You don't.
Kids are saying it's because Myron's black.
Brianna, you know me better than that.
They both broke the rules.
And they're both being disciplined appropriately. Look, one size fits all is not how I do things here.
Is that really fair?
Well, we'll debate your theories on fairness another time. Look, this is really none of your business. Close the door, I've got work to do.
Brianna leaves the office, occupied by the principal, Mrs. Stevens. Teenagers gather by their cars in the car park outside a neon burger joint at nighttime. At the counter, Brianna steps away with her two friends, Eli, a geeky white guy in a straw trilby hat, and Sailor, a small, pretty black girl in a pink top.
Desert Island is romantic.
Not if you read Lord of the Flies.
Okay, well then what's your prom theme, white man?
Oh yeah, that's right. Christmas in July, right?
Winter Wonderland, and I'm not going.
It's prom, you have to go.
What for? I don't hang out with them, I hang out with you.
Come on, prom.
Oh, in blackface?
Oh, come on, we go to class together, we eat lunch together. I mean, we come here. Why shouldn't we be together for prom?
No, I mean, she's right.
No, she's wrong. Prom is different.
Why?
Because there's always been two proms. That's why.
And two water fountains. You know, one for you color folks and one for us white folks.
Shut up, Eli. We could pull prom dues, y'all. We could have twice the money and half the work.
So you think you can get the white prom to go with the black prom? What are you smoking? Tell you what, Shana's right over there. Go ahead. Make your play.
Loser does bake sale.
Put your apron on and start mixing.
Done.
Brianna confidently marches across the car park towards a blonde teenager wearing a sporty orange dress.
Let's have one prom. Don't worry, Shannon. We won't make fun of the way you white people dance. I promise.
Eli and Sailor laugh as Brianna and Shannon begin to chat. Their faces straighten when they see Shannon nodding.
Shut up. She did it.
Looks like you're bacon.
In Brianna's house, Brianna is helping Brandon the jock out with homework.
A pack of jelly beans has 144 that are orange and 1,354 that are not. If one jelly bean is randomly selected, find the probability of getting an orange one. Need a hint?
Need a break.
Oh, okay. Why don't you just do these on your own and we'll check them next time.
You like doing this stuff, don't you?
I think I just like problems that have answers, you know? You work out an equation, and it's right, or it's wrong.
Bet you want to be a math teacher, huh?
Don't bet too much.
First woman president?
Marine biologist.
You want to study the fish?
And what about you?
Haven't figured it out yet, but like your prime minister says, if I know I'm ignorant, I must be smart, right?
Sela hates when I do that.
You read a lot, don't you?
Yeah, I do. What's wrong with that?
Calm down. Nothing's wrong with it. You just gotta mix it up a little. Do you party? Yeah. Don't look at me like that. Come on.
Oh.
Yeah.
He starts dancing.
I am not dancing with you.
A woman comes in.
Brandon, this is my aunt, Marlene.
Hello, Brandon. Please don't let me chase you out.
Pleased to meet you, ma'am. I was just leaving.
Uh-huh.
See you later, Miss Einstein.
Brandon, in a bright, stripy jumper, collects his papers and leaves. Brianna steps into the kitchen.
Who's the pretty boy?
That was Brandon Williams. Mr. Manon asked me to tutor him. That is all.
Has he got a girlfriend?
One for every day of the week. Let me do that.
So I need a Dawson at the market today. You know about Myron, don't you? She said he got suspended.
Yeah.
I bet not ever catch you in a parked car. With Bob Thornton's daughter. Those two don't have the sense between them.
I asked Mrs. Stevens why Carla wasn't suspended, too. She said I didn't have all the facts.
Facts don't matter when your daddy's on the city council. And it's none of your business. You keep your grades up and your head down. You want to be valedictorian, don't you? Then don't be mouthing off to your principal.
Brianna's face falls. Back in New Orleans, Desiree sips a glass of wine and looks out at the rain through the window of her huge open-plan apartment. She answers her phone.
Hello?
Des?
Oh, hi. Hi, Mama.
Got a deadline?
I don't mean to bother you. I can call back another time.
No, no, it's fine. It's fine. How are you? How's Daddy? Is he there?
Hold on.
Her dad gestures no.
He's in the toilet. We're both fine.
It's always a little hard this time of year.
Russell's birthday's Sunday.
I know, Mama. I know.
We sure would like a visit from you.
I don't know, Mama. I'm pretty busy. I understand. We just miss you, that's all.
You know what? I'll visit soon, okay? What about this weekend? It would make such a difference having you here.
I have your room ready just in case. You can decide at the last minute. You don't even have to call.
No, you know what? I'll be there.
On Saturday?
Sunday. All right, I'll come up on Sunday. I'll see you in church.
All right.
She hangs up. In a college classroom.
Just because Shannon says yes doesn't make it official.
I didn't say yes, Lily. I said we'd vote.
That's why we're here, everybody. Now, if anybody else has anything to say.
We've always had two proms. I don't see why that has to change just because Carla wants to get with Myron.
Shut up, Lily.
This has nothing to do with Carla or Myron.
Right. Prom is prom and jungle fever is jungle fever. So next time, keep your pants on, Missy.
Shannon and I thought it would be cost-effective to have one prom.
This was your idea, Brianna, not mine.
Does Mrs. Stevens and Mr. Manning know about this?
This is private parties funded by the students. Y'all, we do not need the school's permission.
And if we vote no, you're gonna say we're racist, right?
Nobody's calling anybody a racist.
Not out loud, anyway.
Why do we even have two proms?
Ask her, Daddy.
You wanna vote? Let's vote.
You guys don't wanna have prom with us? That is fine with me. I got enough friends.
Okay, all in favor of two proms?
A few hands go up, and blonde Shannon writes down the number.
All in favor of one prom?
Most hands go up, including Brianna and Shannon's. Brown-haired Lily stands.
If you think raising your hands like a lot of little first graders is gonna change anything, you're wrong. We're gonna have two proms like we always do.
Lily struts out and a couple of girls follow her. In a white weatherboard church, a black woman in a white and turquoise choral robe sings to the worshippers.
Now I'm coming.
Desiree flips open her mobile phone as she drives a sporty red convertible over a large suspension bridge.
I've stayed too long.
Desiree drives along a rural main road flanked by woodland and a marshy lake. She drives across a small bridge spanning a river with a small shabby boat moored to a wooden jetty. Desiree passes a sign welcoming her to Mercier, Louisiana. She drives across a railroad track. Her mobile shows no service, and she closes it with a sigh. In the church, Desiree's parents are among the almost entirely black congregation. Her dad turns back to look at the door. Brianna and her Aunt Marlene sit together wafting themselves with handheld fans. They smile at the singer. A grey-bearded pastor steps up to the lectern.
Amen. Praise Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God sure is good, ain't he? We've got Mrs. Lytle here from the NAACP. I'd like y'all to give her your full attention. Praise Jesus.
There's a Parent Teachers Association meeting coming up, and I want each and every one of you to attend to lend Sister Dawson our support. The recent suspension of a black student at the high school is a matter that concerns all our children, and the Mothers Committee is seeking an investigation into school policy. In addition, we will debate the issue of an integrated prom.
Debate? What's there to debate?
Anyone with something to contribute to the rummage sale, be sure to get it here by Thursday.
She steps down.
Thank you, Miss Lytle. In Jesus' name, let the church say,
Amen!
You got something to do with integrated prom?
It's not just me, the entire senior class voted.
Didn't I tell you to keep your head down?
Aunt Marlene scowls at Brianna. Desiree has arrived at the church and hugs her mum at the door.
My girl.
I'm sorry, Emily.
Oh, it's okay. It's all right.
Desiree.
Aunt Marlene.
It's been a long time, Desiree. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you doing?
In the churchyard, Desiree's mum lays roses on a gravestone for Russell Wayne Howard, 1971 to 1986. Desiree and her parents stand solemnly by the grave with their heads bowed.
I come by most days on my way home from school just to check on him. Happy birthday, baby.
I made a chocolate cake, thought about bringing it here. But then, I don't know, it seemed a little crazy.
Russell and I used to eat chocolate bars late at night when he couldn't sleep.
The pain was that bad. Well, he's not in pain now.
Come on, Mom, don't cry, okay?
Okay. Just give me a minute or two, okay?
Desiree's mum pats her hand, and Desiree steps away from the grave. Mark Manning rides past on a mountain bike. He spots Desiree and stops by the church railings.
Desiree? Behind you.
She looks around and walks towards him.
I thought I was seeing things.
Hello, Mark.
Huh. How are you?
I'm good.
She smiles and looks down.
I hear you're walking down New Orleans for the Times. That's impressive.
Yeah. How about you?
I moved back when my mother got sick. I'm assistant principal of Mercy AI now. I see your mother every day.
I didn't know that.
I guess you never ask about me.
Yeah, I don't much keep in touch with Mercy AI. How's your mother?
She passed. Over in the other cemetery.
Oh, yeah, the white one. Wow, Mara, I'm so sorry to hear that.
It's okay, it's 10 years ago.
Why'd you stay?
Home. I wasn't getting anywhere in D.C. It's easy to teach kids and his congressman.
Well, my mom's waiting for me, so I better get going.
Wait, how long are you staying? Would you like to grab dinner or catch up?
Mark, I'm only in town for a couple days, you know, just to see my parents. I'm real glad I ran into you.
Yeah, nice seeing you, Des.
She steps back towards her mum.
Des.
Desiree turns back and Mark shrugs. She smiles. A little later, Desiree drives through the town following her parents' blue sedan.
Oh, come on, Daddy, drive.
It stops at a junction.
Is he talking? Go!
A car swerves round, bashing the side of her parents' car and driving off.
Oh my God!
Desiree's parents cross the junction and park up on the side of a road. Desiree stops behind them and they all get out. Huge scratches have been gouged into the side of the sedan.
Oh my God, Daddy, you all right?
Yeah, it's fine, everybody's all right.
A police car pulls up behind them and a middle-aged white cop gets out.
Heard that crash all the way around the block.
What you doing out there in the middle of the road, James?
Hey. Car just plowed right into me.
See who it was?
Looked like one of them Dupree girls.
I know John Dupree. I'll check into it. What kind of car was it?
It was a gold car.
I was asking the driver, honey.
And she was going at least 50, and she didn't even stop.
I need to see your license and registration.
Wait a minute, Daddy. He didn't do anything wrong. She's the one that ran a stop sign. You should be going after her.
I said I know John Dupree, and I know his daughters. And I'll check into it. Meanwhile, why don't you back in your car and let me finish up with your dad.
I'm a witness, sir.
Desiree.
Daddy.
Get in your car.
She walks away grudgingly.
Sorry.
Quietly seething, Desiree gets into her car and takes off her shades while her dad talks to the officer. Brianna walks along a railroad track and passes Brandon sitting on a bench and tossing a ball into the air.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't tutor you today. They're having a PTA meeting at the school. Well, they're going to be discussing the prom. Maybe you want to come?
To a PTA meeting? Prom's just a party. Don't see why you want to make a federal case out of it.
Isn't Myron a friend of yours?
Sure.
Well, the PTA's gonna discuss him getting suspended.
Let him. Won't make a difference for him or anybody else.
You think it's fair that he got suspended and Carla didn't?
Brianna, life isn't fair. Meetings aren't gonna change that. Some people just like to hear themselves talk.
And some people like to sit on their butts and do nothing.
Mercier isn't gonna change.
Not if everybody thinks like you.
Trust me, everybody does.
Desiree's mum and dad have guests.
Nobody wants to hear about Myron. They don't care that he got suspended. They just want to have a say in this prom thing.
Yeah, but that's a mess, too. Those kids have got too much time on their hands. Teachers need to give more homework.
Desiree overhears.
Mama? What are you talking about? What's this prom thing?
Brianna McAllister. Okay. Brianna McAllister got the seniors together, and they voted to have one prom for everybody. Hmm. Blacks and whites.
And the school is okay with that?
Well, they're private parties, Des, don't you remember? School's never had a prom because of the insurance.
Oh, yeah, the insurance, I do remember. So, who's this Brianna?
You saw her this morning in church, Marlene's niece.
Little troublemaker.
Yes, well, we wouldn't want to start trouble, would we? Better to just lie down and take it.
It's getting late. I think it's time to get going.
Coming, Jim?
I'm not a teacher, and I don't have a kid at that school. I've done my time.
You know what, Mama? I'll try.
You coming?
Mm-hmm. The meeting.
Please, quiet down. Please, let Mrs. Dawson finish.
All I'm saying is, two kids break the same rule, they both get the same consequences, never mind who they are.
Whoa, you want to suspend Carla for accepting a ride to school?
Bob, please.
Are you implying that Myron forced himself on her? Because that's just a damn lie. You know
it. All right, the question is being addressed to Mrs. Stevens.
We all know that Bob Thornton's on the city council.
What's that got to do with the price of eggs in China?
All right. Mrs. Stevens.
Principal Stevens stands.
Well, this is really just an unfortunate misunderstanding. Carla and Myron were both reprimanded for being in the parking lot after the first bell. Now, Myron was suspended because he pushed Mr. Macon when Mr. Macon was bringing him into the office.
Why is this the first that I'm hearing of it?
I apologize, Miss Dawson. I thought Mr. Manning had spoken with you.
This is just a miscommunication that has snowballed, and I really regret it.
All right, item 6, the senior prom. There has been some talk about combining the black prom and the white prom.
Phyllis.
What is it, Bob?
The prom has nothing to do with teachers or the school.
Well, we're just opening up for discussion, that's all.
Well, this is not a place for discussion.
It's on the agenda, Miss Thornton.
I suggest forming a parents' prom committee to look into the matter.
It makes no sense to have two proms. We all listen to the same music. Both committees want the same DJ.
This is a matter for the parents. We will deal with it as parents.
The seniors voted on one prom.
I second Miss Littell's motion.
We are graduating as one class. We are friends. Why spend twice as much money when
we can actually... It's late. Anyone who's interested in forming a parents' prom committee outside of the PTA, please see Mrs. Littell. I think we're done. Thank you all for coming out. We'll see you next meeting.
Desiree's been listening. Brianna and her friends at a burger joint.
They want to look into it. Let them look into the expense. I could give them exact figures on what they see.
Kind of gives me the willies.
He's like old school Clarence.
Yeah, he's just freaking out that his daughter has a sex life.
He's a bigot from hell, and he doesn't even know it.
No, he knows it. He just doesn't know that he knows it.
Lots of black parents are against it, too. I don't know. It's gonna ruin prom. We should just forget it.
Kelly's right.
We should just forget it. I mean, this is prom. You know, we're supposed to be having a good time.
Let's talk hair. Oh, let's talk about shoes, or let's talk about you and Brandon Williams getting on.
Whoa, not in front of the boy, Cielo, okay? No, he's a virgin.
There is nothing going on between us, y'all. I am tutoring him. That is all.
Elon, I saw you talking to him, didn't you?
Love is in the air. I mean, I heard bells.
If he asked you to prom, you'd faint. Not before I said no.
You are so full of it.
He is apathetic.
Uh-oh. Big words. She's using the big words.
She must really like him.
Apathy is the glove into which evil slips his
hand. Oh, la 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 la.
Desiree and her mum walk past the burger joint, and Desiree spots Brianna.
You know, I'm gonna walk home, okay?
Okay.
You know,
why
don't you drop by?
Oh, that's fine. Okay, well, that's
okay. Bye, baby.
See you later.
Desiree walks up to Brianna.
about you for a second. We saw each other in church. We didn't actually meet. I'm Desiree Howard.
Yes, I know you. Mrs. Howard's daughter.
Yeah.
I'm Brianna McAllister.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
It's not an original idea, you know. Most schools have one senior prom.
Yeah. But, you know, this is Mercier, and we're not just talking about any prom. We're talking about an integrated prom.
No one says integrated about our schools anymore.
Just because someone doesn't say a word out loud doesn't mean they're not thinking it. Sure, nobody says segregated about the school either. Yeah, I went to school here, too, and we called it black prom and white prom. And we didn't think about it as being segregated, but that's what it was. That's what you're fighting.
It's not a fight. We're friends. We just want to have our parties together. It's not that big a deal.
Then why all the objections and the committees and...
You used to live here, right? You know exactly how it is. You get a haircut, everybody gotta say something about it. Girl, you look cute. Girl, what'd you do to your hair? Where'd you go to? Can I go? Your mom ain't gonna like that. It's just a small town, that's all.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, there are small towns, and there are small towns.
And then there's Mercier, which is stuck in a time warp. I mean, I went to school here 14 years ago, and it's the same now as it was then.
Change your thoughts. And you change your world.
Norman Vincent Peale. That is impressive. Wow. Okay. Then tell me, what are your thoughts?
My thoughts are, we are going to have one class prom. The whole class. It's going to be the best prom in the history of Mercier High. And everybody. And I mean everybody. Is going to be glad they came.
Evening's fallen as Desiree comes back to her parents' house and finds her dad asleep in an armchair. The TV's on and shows a Confederate flag flying in a breeze.
Daddy?
He wakes with a start.
Why don't you go on up to bed?
I'm 55 years old. I get to pick my own bedtime now.
He pinches the bridge of his nose and screws up his eyes. Desiree stands over him with her arms folded.
How long are you staying, Desiree?
Why, Daddy? Sick of me already?
Well, you don't visit in 2 years. Your mother's got to go visit you. Busy even at Christmas time, but now you're here. You're fired?
It was a personal leave.
Is that newspaper jargon for out of a job?
I told my editor I wanted to quit because I wasn't getting the assignments I deserved.
I don't want to hear that. Nothing is ever good enough for you. Not your family, not this town, not your job. You're ungrateful.
That is not true.
I never heard a word of complaint out of Russell. And he had a lot to complain about. Look at you.
What are you saying, Daddy? That you wish I had sickle cell?
You could get a job right here in Mercier. Mother would like to have you close. It's all still very hard on her. Do you realize that?
Mama wants me where I can be happy, and I cannot be a journalist here in Mercier.
Don't look like you could be a journalist in New Orleans either.
Desiree looks down and a faint smile falls across her face.
Yeah, well, I'm trying. I can't be Russell. I'm working real hard to be Desiree.
She looks away, then strides out of the living room. A colourful sign on a wire fence reads Car Wash. Dozens of high school kids are washing cars under the leadership of Brianna. Brianna grins as she soaps up a silver car with her friends. The girls dance as they work, and Sailor pretends to sing into a hosepipe. A white Pontiac pulls into the parking lot, and the black lady behind the wheel honks her horn.
Come on.
One of the girls grudgingly stops work and gets into the car. The Pontiac drives off, and Brianna looks across at Sailor.
Is Kelly here?
She's in no show.
But to ask me if I see Mr. Fine as hell.
What?
Wipe yourself off the chin, he ain't come.
Three young black guys wearing long shorts and basketball vests saunter over.
Thought you guys could use some muscle.
You thought right. Wash your ass.
We'll wash.
Well, follow me, boys.
Brianna grabs Myron.
You want to wax?
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. Red car.
Brianna carries on.
Thanks.
Myron walks off.
Thought Cupid was a little guy with arrows.
Hi.
Brandon comes over to Brianna. At the red car, Myron puts down his basketball and picks up a cloth. Suddenly, Carla pops up from behind the neighboring car. They grin at each other.
What's up? Got a C+ on my test. I owe you one.
But you could have got a B if you wanted.
C's good enough. If I do any better than that on stats, my old man have a stroke. I didn't mean to start a fight with you.
It wasn't a fight. It was a difference of opinion.
Think two people can have different opinions and still be friends?
Depends.
On what?
Some things are just too important to compromise.
Brandon ponders as he helps Brianna wash the car.
You know, they've been calling Myron's house every day.
Are you serious?
Yes. All this talk about blacks and whites being together for prom, it gets people thinking. It gets them mad. Is prom too important to compromise, Brianna? I'm just asking.
I had this headache for 4 days. I wouldn't wonder. It's just them damn kids.
Of course it is.
And I told Myron, if I see him near that hoochie girl again, I will take the car keys.
Mm-hmm.
You're not the first boy she done took into the parking lot.
That's for sure.
That's for sure.
Aunt Marlene's in a cafe with Myron's mum.
Speaking of hoochie, guess who just walked in?
Desiree.
What's she doing with Mark Manning?
Private high school reunion, maybe?
Huh?
Oh, yeah, you hear about that?
Uh-uh.
Hot and heavy. Big secret. They were never seen together in public, but
yes, indeed.
A platter of food arrives for Desiree and Mark.
Thank you. Thank you for meeting me here.
I'll never turn down lunch at Trudy's.
I want to talk about prom.
Well, I would have taken you. You're the one who said no.
Well, to the black prom and the white one. I mean, what if there had been an integrated prom back then? What if there was one now?
Why do I suddenly feel like I need a lawyer?
It's not a trick question, Mark.
Is it an interview?
No, I just want your opinion.
As the assistant principal of Mercier, as an old friend, because you know the school has nothing to do with the prom.
A state-funded school cannot sanction segregation.
Segregation's a pretty strong word, don't you think?
Well, how about separate but equal? You like that better?
He sips his beer.
You're the writer.
Desiree glances round and sees Marlene watching her through a window.
Uh-oh. Don't look. Your rep is ruined. We're being scrutinized by the town gossip. Don't! Stop it. Ugh. Marlene Armstrong never liked me.
Oh, she's just jealous.
Of me.
I think all the girls were jealous of you. You're the prettiest girl in class.
She grins.
Damn, Des.
Mark, don't.
Let me just say.
Say what? Look, we were kids. Look, I talked to Brianna. McAllister, and I don't think she knows what she's doing. She could get really hurt, Mark.
Don't underestimate Brianna.
A meeting of parents and staff at the Thorntons, Carla's parents' house.
It's not school business.
I know, Jenny. We're all just concerned neighbors here.
Faculty isn't doing anything to encourage these kids.
And I appreciate that, Ron.
On the other hand, what's being done to discourage them?
They just want to party with their friends, that's all.
We've been having two proms since for as long as I can remember. And when a tradition is older than me, well, there's got to be a good reason for it.
Well, you're not against integrated schooling, are you, Bob?
Against it? Hell, I'm for it. We wouldn't be state champions without it.
Yeah, if I can speak frankly. Excuse me, but all this prom business, it started after the Dawson boy got suspended.
It is obviously a rebellion.
Kids want to do what they know they shouldn't do. That's why they're kids. Putting blacks and whites together on prom night? Why not just give the baby matches?
I couldn't agree more.
It's that Brianna McAllister. I mean, if you could just talk to her, Jenny. She's the one who started all this. And Bob, you need to speak with Carla.
But Carla's just acting out. Curiosity, that's all.
You know, it's the kind of thing that can get out of control if we just let it be.
I always tell my girls what my daddy always told me.
Lie down with dogs. Get up with fleas.
Mark's disgusted.
Excuse me. I need a drink.
At school, white girls are looking at a dress catalogue as Brianna comes over.
Kelly!
Kelly sighs.
I'll be right back.
She goes over.
Hey, so, I got
got the prom catalog. We need to pick out the glassware and the napkins. You want to do it during lunch?
I can't during lunch.
What about after school?
I can't work prom anymore. My mom says it's just too much for me with all my other activities. Ask Shannon.
Kelly swans off and Sailor comes over.
Kelly's gone over to the dark side. I mean the light side.
Don't you start talking about sides.
Don't you see what's happening around here? Check it out.
They see Carla being hassled on the stairs by three black girls. Brianna goes to intervene, but Sailor pulls her back.
See, look.
What? You want me to feel sorry for her? If Martin had any sense, he'd be done with that white girl.
That white girl's name is Carla.
No, ma'am. She's a white bitch. She got Myron Dawson suspended.
Formerly known as Carla. Who's been saying that?
Plenty of people, including yours truly.
Sailor swaggers off, leaving Brianna looking stunned. Dark storm clouds are gathering as Brianna, Sailor, and Eli sit outside adding up costs.
$1,000 for the hotel? And that's just for the deposit. There's not going to be anything left for drinks or decorations.
Myron and Brandon stare at a blonde guy who's chatting up Carla. Eli.
Mercier Meeting Hall. Looking good.
Mercier Meeting Hall, kill me now.
Yo, what you looking at?
Yo, what you looking at?
Myron and the blonde guy square up.
That ain't none of your business.
I make it my business.
Hey, take it easy.
Well, tell your boy to back off.
Myron shoves him.
No, let
She's not
go.
Working.
I'ma see you.
Brianna stares sadly as Brandon ushers Myron away. Mark Manning wears an apron as he answers his door to Desiree.
Hello.
You're cooking?
I've learned a few things since high school. Try and keep an open mind. Come on in.
I thought we were just gonna go out for a drink.
Well, aware of how you, like, hate the whole Mercier staring at the black girl with the white guy thing, so got a free zone.
Right. It does smell good.
Stuffed crab. I got the recipe from my neighbor. Would you like some more?
Yes, thank you. Where'd you get that apron?
You like it?
It's lovely.
It has Louisiana and a lobster on it.
Thank you.
Cheers.
They clink their large glasses and drink red wine. They laugh and chat as they eat a large home-cooked seafood dinner. Mark tips an oyster into his mouth, and Desiree dips a chunk of lobster into butter. As the dinner progresses, conversation becomes more serious.
Mercia is still a small-minded, passive-aggressive, racist little town. Mark, think about it. Who owns most of the real estate here? Who wields all of the power? There's one black employee down at the courthouse, and 90% of the inmates in the jailhouse are black. And yet somehow, y'all are still real proud of your integrated little PTA.
You're right.
I'm sorry. I did not mean to go off on you like that. That was awful.
That's right.
You know, dinner was lovely. You're a great cook.
Thank you.
They stand.
You know, there are people trying to change things here. You could sign up.
I'm just passing through, Mark. I don't have the patience. I never did.
Prejudice is just fear. People are scared.
Desiree glances out of the window at Mark's white neighbors, who quickly look away.
Look at him.
The neighbors act nonchalant.
You're right. People here are scared. They're scared of you, and they're scared of me, and Myron, and Carla, and little coffee-colored babies in the preschools.
She strides off the veranda and into the house.
Where are you going?
Honestly, Mark, I don't know why I came here.
She heads for the door, but Mark closes it.
Open this door.
I'm not scared.
Mark leans forward and kisses her. Desiree wraps her arms around him, and they continue kissing. Desiree stops. She holds up her hand and mouths, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Looking tearful, she turns and leaves. Mark watches her go, then closes the door. Out on her parents' porch, Desiree's on her mobile.
So, is AP interested in the story or not? Great, no, that's great. Okay, yeah, it's Mercier High School. And no byline, okay? Yeah, the girl's name is Brianna McAllister. It's B
R-I-A-N-N-A, and McAllister's two C's, two L's. All right, you ready? Okay, in an effort to end 30 years of segregated proms, high school student Brianna McAllister is...
Listen up, your projects are due on Monday. No excuses. That means you, Eli.
I am wounded.
You're warned.
Brandon spots Desiree outside class.
Hey, Miss Einstein.
Hey.
You gonna be at Lee's on Friday night?
I don't know.
Be there.
She grins.
Brianna McAllister, please come to the principal's office.
Close the door, please. Sit down, Brianna.
Principal Stevens holds a newspaper.
Why didn't you talk to me first?
Talk to you about what?
Headline, Mercier Sr. fights segregated proms.
Apparently it's in all the papers.
Mrs. Stevens, I don't know anything about that. I swear.
At a PTA meeting, Ms. McAllister protested the segregated proms. We're all friends, the senior said. We just want to party together. What's wrong with that? Assistant Principal Manning refuses to comment on the racism in Mercier.
I didn't call the newspapers, honest. I didn't do it.
This article implies that our school sanctions segregation. Do you realize that you put us all in a potentially dangerous position? Promise me that you won't talk to any more reporters.
I didn't.
A television camera crew is on the way over here.
Call the sheriff. Make sure they stay off school property. I think it's best if you go home for the rest of the day.
Mercier High, can you please hold? Mercier High, can you please hold? Thank you.
Mercier High, can you please hold?
Just hold, please.
Please hold.
Hello, can I help you?
The prom is not a school-sponsored event. They're private parties.
The school can't afford a prom.
I'm sorry, the school has no comment.
No comment.
No comment.
No comment.
Brianna! Hey, Brianna!
Desiree's red convertible passes Brianna as she walks home. Mark comes out of the school and watches Desiree as she does a U-turn and drives back towards Brianna. Mark shakes his head, and Desiree drives up behind Brianna.
Brianna! Brianna, where are you going?
I've been sent home.
Why?
You know why.
Brianna walks on. Desiree stops her car and gets out.
Brianna! Oh, come on, honey. Wait, Brianna, wait. Wait a second.
You lied to me.
No, I did not lie.
You wrote that story, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
And you asked me questions and pretended like we were friends so that you could have a story. You don't call that a lie?
Brianna trudges away, and Mark steps up behind Desiree.
Why'd you give it to the Associated Press? Afraid to put your name on it?
No, I should have just told her it was coming out before it did, that's all.
That's all. You used her, Des.
I helped her, Mark. I gave her a voice. You're the one that told me to sign up.
That's how you sign up? By publicly shaming this town?
This town should be shamed. Publicly, privately, in any other way I can think of.
Well, mission accomplished. You can go back to New Orleans. I bet you get some real juicy assignments out of this.
Mark scowls and strides off. Desiree looks down solemnly. Mark's in the principal's office.
Sending Brianna McAllister home. Was that really necessary, Jenny?
I couldn't have her here with all the television cameras.
Well, you can't keep her out of school.
I know.
I thought you were in favor of one prom.
I'm not in favor of being called a passive-aggressive white racist just because this town has a tradition of two separate proms.
Segregated, not separate. Why does everyone keep using that word?
Mr. Thornton's here.
Mr. Thornton, Carla's dad, strides in.
Who's mining the store, Jenny?
How'd this little girl get so much press?
We don't know.
You think the NAACP's behind this?
I don't believe so.
Well, you and I have to do some damage control before they jump on the bandwagon.
Well, it's an easy fix, Bob.
Beg your pardon, Mark?
You just have Jenny announce that there's gonna be one prom, black and white kids together, and then there's nothing to write about.
Are you being smart with me, or are you just dumb as a post?
I'm just being practical.
Jenny.
Mark.
Principal Stevens nods to Mark, who strides out, seething.
Prom is going to be like it's always been for one reason and one reason only. That's the way the students want it.
We have to make that very clear. Now, this McAllister girl, it says in the paper she's a valedictorian.
She's in the running, yeah.
Does she want to stay in the running?
I hope you're not suggesting that I use that as a threat.
Oh, no. I'm going to tell you how to do your job, Jenny. You're doing a fine job. Now, a lot of folks on the board didn't think we should have a woman principal, but me, I stuck out my neck. I said, she has brass ones. Please don't make me out to be a big fat liar.
Desiree's at Aunt Marlene's.
She doesn't want to talk to you.
I didn't do it to hurt her. Marlene, please.
You said you'd die before you set foot in this town again. But here you are, come to teach us a lesson.
You may not like how I did it, but you know it needed doing.
Brianna did what needed doing. You just wrote it up.
All right. Fair enough.
You think you're the only person in this town that wanted more?
Marlene gulps back emotion and looks down. She holds the door open for Desiree.
Thank you.
Brianna's writing. She looks back from her desk to see Desiree standing in the bedroom doorway. Brianna turns away and Desiree comes in.
So? You're just gonna give up now? You know that saying, the tip of the iceberg? That's your prom.
No, it wasn't an iceberg until you made it one.
Well, it was an iceberg and you would have hit it sooner or later, and I only made it sooner. Now, what are you gonna do?
Nothing. It's over.
It's far from over.
It's your game now. You and your church ladies and your reporters and the city council and anybody else who wants to use us to make a point. Well, this isn't what I wanted.
You started something, Brianna. Now you gotta see it through.
Why? So you can have more to write about?
Come on. You're not fair.
Neither are you.
Brianna stares down at her desk.
Now, I'd wish you'd leave.
Desiree turns and trudges to the doorway. She hesitates and looks back at Brianna.
You know, when I look at you, I wonder what I might have done when I was your age. If I'd had your imagination and your courage. But I didn't. And I just ran away.
Brianna closes her eyes, then turns to the doorway to find Desiree gone. Brianna's face crumples and she gets onto her bed. She hugs a teddy bear and starts to sob as Aunt Marlene comes in.
Made you a sandwich?
No, I'm not hungry.
Now come on, eat something, sweetie. Trouble doesn't like an empty stomach.
You told me to keep my head down.
That's right, I did, didn't I?
I should have listened to you. I should have listened to you.
Come here.
Shh. It's okay.
Marlene hugs Brianna and looks thoughtful.
You know about Ernest Armstrong? All that reading and you don't know about your own relations. Let's see, Ernest. Third cousin on my mother's side. Now, Ernest was the first black man in Louisiana to cast his ballot in a national election.
He was the first black man to vote?
Mm-hmm. Of course, his vote wasn't counted.
Of course.
And they lynched him.
Brianna's eyes widen.
But the point is, he went first. Now somebody's got to go first, like you.
What? Are you saying I'm gonna be lynched?
No, no. What I'm trying to say is, I'm proud to be related to you, Brianna. Now, it was wrong for me to tell you to keep your head down. Keep your head up. You know what you're doing. Okay?
Okay.
Desiree's on her mobile.
You told me to take some personal time. This was personal.
Point taken. Personal leave is over. You work for me. You do not file with Associated Press.
Unless you want me to send Fat Boy down there to break your kneecaps. How's Mom? How's Dad? How's the dog?
That's good. When's prom?
It's May 18th.
Stay and cover it. Pre-prom, prom, racist rednecks. Kids, parents.
Maybe somebody will burn down a school if we're lucky. You there?
Her editor's in his office.
Yeah, I'm here.
You want it off the metro
section? This is it. Congratulations. Your front pager.
She stares into space.
Hello?
You do want this, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I want it.
I'm sending a photographer. Hugs and kisses.
He hangs up his speakerphone. Desiree sits on her parents' porch and lowers her mobile phone thoughtfully. A streak of lightning flashes across a grey sky. Outside the school, kids are gathered in small groups, talking. Brianna walks towards the school, and Sailor and Eli each grab an arm.
We're your Secret Service bodyguards.
Oh, I need bodyguards?
Oh, you famous. You like a rap star. You ever seen a rap star without a bodyguard? Uh-uh.
I am a human shield.
You're not a human anything.
We got your back, Bree. We got your back.
Brandon and Myron call to her as she passes them. Eli and Sailor walk Brianna through the busy school corridor. Carla steps up to her.
Brianna, can I have my prom dues back?
What world are you in? No refunds!
Carla, you're not coming to prom? My dad says there's not going to be a prom. Just a white prom. And I'm not going to that.
Also, you're going to have a private party at No-Tail Motel?
Sailor, stop it! Ask White Prom for your dues, okay? Shannon said Brianna was holding the dues.
And we spent it!
You couldn't have spent all that money.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You saying she stole your money?
Ho? What did you call me?
Oh, we got a cat fight.
Stop it, white ho. Oh, stop it, Carla. I can take care of myself.
You better watch it, ho.
That was the bell, people.
The black student looks at Mrs. Stevens and goes.
Brianna, in my office, please.
In Mrs. Stevens' office.
Brianna, if I was harsh with you yesterday, I'm sorry.
It's okay, ma'am. I understand.
It's just that school and graduation parties are two separate things. Prom is not my business. Do you trust me, Brianna?
Yes, ma'am.
Then consider some advice from a friend. It would be better for everyone involved if the seniors had the traditional two proms.
Mrs. Stevens sits beside Brianna, who stares into space.
It's not just up to me.
Well, it's not worth upsetting a whole town over something as trivial as a party.
Brianna continues staring at the wall and seems to fight back emotion.
I have to think about it.
You're an adult now. You have to put aside your personal wishes and think about what's best for your community. You know, part of what goes into being class valedictorian is having a record of good citizenship.
Brianna's eyes widen, and she forces herself not to cry.
Oh, I understand.
Good. Get back to class.
Brianna rushes out. In the cafeteria, Brianna joins Sailor and Eli.
What did the principal want?
She said that she wanted us to go back to the two proms, that, that I should stop thinking about what I wanted and do what's best for Mercier.
So what are you gonna do?
Brianna suddenly clambers onto the table.
Hey, everybody, shut up!
Listen up, girl!
You too, Reggie! Now listen up! Y'all read it in the paper and saw it on TV. People are trying to twist things around and make us seem like we're something that we're not. We've always had two proms here in Mercier, and when we voted to have one, we didn't plan... I didn't plan on having any troubles with anybody. But now everybody is fighting, y'all. Mrs. Stevens said that I needed to do the right thing for my community. The right thing is to have a great prom. And to have a great prom, everybody has to be there. One prom for the whole class.
Brianna gets down off the table, and Kelly walks up to her.
I need my dues back.
Kelly, but...
We're gonna have our prom like always. Just give me back my dues. Don't ruin it for the rest of us.
Okay. Y'all want your dues back, you gotta get it after school.
Brandon barges through the protesting students.
Y'all think she got it in her pocket like a cash machine? She said after school, now back off.
Thanks.
Brianna goes outside and Brandon follows her.
Hi, I told you I owed you one.
You want your dues back too?
Keep them.
Okay.
That took guts in there.
Did you see my knees were shaking?
I got a quote for you.
Okay.
There can be no courage unless you're scared.
Nice.
You know who said that?
No.
Eddie Rickenbacker, World War I flyer. I got another one for you. I bet you don't know who said this. If your head is wax, don't walk in the sun.
If your head is made of wax.
Don't walk in the sun.
Okay.
Look, I'm gonna tell you who said it at least, but you gotta dance with me first, all right?
If I have to, I have to.
And then after that, maybe you can school me in chapter 6.
She looks a little deflated.
I'd school you. Man, you ain't gotta dance with me first.
Don't you dance, Miss Einstein? Or maybe I can school you.
They grin at each other as Brandon swaggers off. Desiree walks through a corridor and looks through an open doorway, where Sailor, Brianna, Eli and Mark are unpacking prom decorations.
All visitors to the school need to be cleared through me. We're barring the media from school grounds.
Come on, Mark. I saw a story and I wrote it.
Really, I thought a reporter's job was to report the facts.
The fact is that you people use the word tradition when the word you should be using is oppression.
You people.
I really need to talk to Brianna, okay?
Does she want to talk to you?
Brianna and Desiree are by war memorials.
I have to write this story. It's good for my career. And honestly, it's good for my soul. But I'd rather do it with you than without you. And if I say no, the paper's just gonna send someone else.
One's for whites, the other blacks.
Thank you for bringing me here. I must have looked at these 100 times. You know, I never knew why there were two. There just were.
She turns away from the memorial to colored veterans.
I had to refund a bunch of prom dues at school today. And Kelly said I was ruining it for everybody.
People say stupid things when they feel threatened.
And Mrs. Stevens told me not to talk to any reporters.
I know that.
But I want to talk to you, Desiree. I want you to tell the story. I just don't know how it's going to turn out.
Prom or no prom, you have made your point. You do not have to take this to the finish line.
Brianna looks a little confused.
Yes, I do.
Daddy, this is a huge story. I can't just shine it on.
Don't you have any thought for your mother? She works at that school.
I'm not the only reporter covering this.
You're the only reporter I see in my house. And in my house, I make the rules. You want to be a reporter? You go stay in that motel with the rest of them.
Fine. I'll go get my things.
Nobody is going anywhere. Now stop it, both of you.
Mama, am I making problems for you at work?
Nobody is giving me any trouble.
They don't give you trouble. They give you pink slips.
Can we just have a nice dinner? Now, I got your favorite shrimp dish. I got some egg rolls.
There are other people in this world besides you, Desiree. Now, you may not want to live here, but we do. Mercier is our home.
Oh, yeah. You think that Sheriff Taylor is ever going to bust that Dupree girl for reckless driving? She ran a stop sign. She fled the scene of an accident.
He said he's looking into it. He's looking into it.
Come on, Daddy. He knows he doesn't have to do a damn thing because you are a good neighbor, Desiree! Now you apologize right now!
Desiree's eyes flicker up to her dad.
I'm sorry, Daddy.
I'm sorry. Desiree's dad paces out, and Desiree's mum steps up to her, fixing her with a stern gaze.
He is your father.
At school, Brianna stares at a list of valedictorian candidates on the notice board. She steps over to the admin office where Desiree's mum is working.
Mrs. Howard? When are they going to announce the valedictorian?
Shouldn't you be in class?
Brianna turns away.
Yes, ma'am.
Brianna walks off, and Desiree's mum stands up. Desiree's mum walks across to Principal Stevens' office and knocks on the door.
Come in.
Desiree's mum steps into the principal's office.
Brianna McAllister was checking the senior class bulletin. Wanted to know when you're going to announce class valedictorian.
Principal Stevens shrugs and Desiree's mum stays by the door.
Did you want to say something, Edna? Yes. I think this whole thing stinks.
Off the record, I agree. Maybe you should get on the record.
Principal Stevens looks down and nods.
I'm not sure what I'm gonna do.
She chews her lip tensely.
Thanks for your input, Edna.
In a large classroom, palm trees, colourful fish, and other prom decorations have been made out of paper and cardboard. Brianna sits out on a step with Brandon.
I don't think I'm going to be valedictorian.
Brandon looks away.
Why's that?
Because I didn't listen to what Miss Stevens said about that prom.
There's never been a black valedictorian at Mercier. If it wasn't prom, she would have found another excuse.
Mm-hmm. This whole week has just been the worst week of my life. The prom is falling apart. I'm not going to be valedictorian. Half my friends are not even speaking to me.
Well, forget them. I'm still speaking to you.
That's only so I can help you in math.
That's not true. It's kind of the other way around. I asked you to help me today so I could speak to you about something. This prom. You got a date?
A big, warm smile spreads across Brianna's face. In her aunt's kitchen, Brianna dances around holding the broom. Aunt Marlene comes home and stares at Brianna, who whirls around in excitement.
Did you eat something bad? Or are you just happy to see me?
Brandon waited to ask me to the prom.
They hug.
I see you.
Brianna answers the phone.
Hello, Brianna. Oh, hey, Mrs. Jackson. Is Andrea there? Can I talk to her? Okay, it's okay, I'll just see her at school. All right, goodbye.
Brianna looks let down.
That was Andrea. She's Mama, she's not coming to the prom. She didn't even want to talk to me.
Too ashamed, I bet.
Brianna? Oh, okay. It's not your fault. I'll see you tomorrow. Okay. Tanya Franklin. She said her parents won't let her go to the prom unless it's all black kids.
Now, you know that's just silly. Give me the phone. I'll call Jolene.
Don't. Hello, Brianna.
Bricks fly towards the school.
Oh, sorry you won't be able to come.
They smash windows.
I'll return your prom dues. Yeah, that has been going around, hasn't it?
Guys in red hoodies break into the classroom storing the prom decorations.
Hello?
Brianna, I need my money.
The intruders trash the decorations.
Sure will miss you. No! It's okay. I understand.
The intruders demolish the decorations and smash up the classroom.
Brianna.
Forget about your prom, bitch.
Students peep through the doorway of the wrecked classroom. Brianna, Sailor, and Eli step inside, shocked.
Oh my God.
A meeting of the school.
I'm sure you've all heard by now, someone broke into the school. Vandalism is a serious crime, and the state police have been called in to investigate. Now, I sincerely hope that none of you are responsible.
Principal Stevens addresses the students in the school gym. Brianna stands.
I'm responsible.
Brianna, please, sit down.
When I'm an old lady and I look at my prom pictures, I didn't want to see anybody's faces missing from them. I wasn't trying to change nothing. I was trying to keep it the same, to keep us together like we always have been. People told me that I was ruining prom for everybody, but I didn't listen. They were right, and I was wrong. I am responsible for what happened here, and I am sorry. I am truly sorry.
Brianna leaves. Sailor, Eli, and Brandon glance back at smug-looking Lily. Then follow Brianna out. Outside.
You listen to me. You didn't throw those bricks, and this isn't your fault. Now there's still kids who want to class prom. What about them? Huh?
What happened to I'm no quitter?
I never said that.
You don't stand in front of a whole auditorium like Joan of Arc or something, then make a big speech, then crawl with it, die.
Joni was burned at the stake, though.
Whatever, just back me up.
Well, we still got the skylight house.
Yeah, and no decorations.
DJ Ray, I mean, the man is booked.
That's true. Yeah, we could probably get our deposit back.
Why don't we just get everybody kicking some money? Replace all the stuff that got damaged.
Y'all, do you realize how long it took to get the decorations and then to put it up? Uh-uh, y'all, it is too late. Forget it.
Where am I supposed to wear my tux at, Lise?
I guess
Brianna! So.
Carla runs over.
Prom dues. Mine smothers. I don't care if my father locks me up for a year and takes away my phone, my CDs, and my TV. I want those pictures you talked about.
An emotional smile fills Brianna's face and they hug.
Thank you.
Mark's black SUV pulls up across the road from the hardware store. Desiree and Brianna come out of the store carrying a couple of large bags and hug in the doorway. Brianna walks away as Mark gets out of his SUV. He saunters over to Desiree.
Brianna puts you to work?
She's transportation. Don't tell the union. Thank you.
He takes her bag.
It's nice of you to help.
I'm having fun.
Are we okay?
You tell me.
Look, I'm sorry I gave you such a hard time. I was wrong. About everything.
Everything?
Give or take, Akala.
I want us to be friends.
Just friends?
We don't want to start something we can't finish.
We don't?
We don't.
Is it the white thing because I could tan?
No, Mark. It's not the white thing. Look, you live in Mercier and I live in New Orleans.
2 hours as the crow flies.
It's not the distance.
You really hate this town, don't you?
No, I don't. Not anymore. When my brother died so young, somehow I got it into my head that the same thing was going to happen to me, and I had to get out, you know, and just see everything and do everything. And I don't know, looking back now, maybe I wasn't really running from Mercier. You know, maybe I was just running.
I mean, once a long time ago, you said you couldn't breathe in this town, so you get away for a little while. I kept waiting for you to come back, but you didn't. I don't mind waiting, Des.
This conversation's gone a little too far, too fast for me. Can we back up to friends?
Friends.
Okay.
Spit and shake?
Oh, good Lord. Mark, that is so nasty. We are not in high school anymore.
Yeah, you keep reminding me.
Back in her parents' living room, Desiree opens a drawer in a sideboard and searches through some knickknacks. She opens a couple more drawers, then finds a teddy bear and a large green album with a letter D engraved on the cover. Desiree opens the album and finds an old front page from her high school newspaper, The Bulldog. On it is an article, Bulldogs Beat the Bulls by Desiree Howard. Desiree flicks through the album and finds more cut-out articles, all written by her. More clippings of her articles from the Bourbon Street Weekly and the Easy Times. Desiree's reading one of her articles, Baton Rouge, Ben's Rules, as her dad steps into the doorway.
What are you doing out here?
I was looking for Mama's sewing kit. These are all the stories I ever wrote in high school and college.
Yeah, well, Mama had them packed away in a box. Thought they'd keep better in a book. Easier to read.
You did this?
Her dad looks away. He sighs and rubs his arm.
You know, I love both my kids. But I always knew you were something special.
No, Daddy, Russell was the one who was special.
No. He's my son. You, girl, you were something else. You always had that chin stuck way out as if you were saying life. Come on at me.
Her dad looks away and steps further into the room.
What if I made it tough on you? If I made things hard, you'd do all right. wouldn't get taken out by the first punch. See, a man always wants to see his children do better than him. Be a better person than he was.
Daddy, I'm not a better person than you. I never could be.
Yeah, all right, all right. Look, you can take that book if you want it. It's all full up. I'll go make another one.
Brianna's in front of a bathroom mirror, feverishly attacking her hair with a curling iron. Aunt Marlene comes in and calmly takes over.
I just got a call from Mercier High School.
What now?
Your class valedictorian.
Close your mouth before you swallow a fly. It's you, baby. I'm not joking. I can't believe it. I can't believe it.
Oh, be careful. Your dress. Your dress.
Oh, my goodness. I think I'm going to faint.
Don't you dare.
That can't be him. It's too early.
Okay, you put on your shoes and I'll get the door.
Okay.
Wearing a dark blue evening dress, Brianna goes into her bedroom and peeps under the bed as Desiree comes in.
Come on in.
Hey, Brianna. Stand up. Let me see you. Oh, you look beautiful.
Thank you. So do you.
Thank you.
I came for my shoes.
They're right there.
Thank you. Did Eli go and make sure that the sound system is still working?
Yes,
and I forgot to order the ice.
Honey, the ice is on its way. You need to relax.
Oh, can you tell I'm nervous?
You look beautiful. There's no need to be nervous.
My earrings. I don't know what my earrings
are. Brianna, they're right here.
Oh, thank you.
I think you need to take a deep breath. Is that better?
No.
Brianna puts on her earrings.
I want to give you something.
Desiree takes off her silver necklace.
This belonged to my grandmother.
Oh, my.
She puts it on Brianna and smiles.
Oh, it is beautiful. But I can't accept it. It needs to stay in your family.
Oh, honey. You are my family.
They grin at each other in the mirror and hug. Evening's fallen and TV vans are parked outside the Skylight House ballroom. An immaculate red 50s pickup truck pulls up outside the ballroom with Brianna at the wheel. Brandon steps up to the truck and opens the door for her.
Brianna, over here!
Brandon, wearing an elegant black suit with a waistcoat and tie that matches Brianna's dress, helps her out. Brianna grimaces at the flashing cameras.
You okay?
She turns away from the reporters.
Go ahead.
No, can you come with me?
This is your 15 minutes. Meet you around the other side.
He leans forward and kisses her on the lips. The image becomes slow motion as the photographers photograph the kiss. Brandon and Brianna grin at each other, and Brianna walks across to the reporters, who are tightly packed behind a red cordon rope. Brandon smiles proudly. Mark Manning walks towards the ballroom and gives Brianna a little wave as he passes. He shakes hands with Brandon at the door, and they chat. Desiree comes out and smiles at Mark.
Well.
A black stretch limo pulls up, and a smart young guy in patent leather shoes gets out and helps Sailor out of the car. Sailor spots Brianna and grins. Eli, wearing a suit along with a top hat, plimsolls and a t-shirt with a shirt and bow tie printed on it, also gets out with Carla. Smartly dressed Myron comes out of the ballroom and smiles at Carla, who runs over and hugs him. Desiree walks over to Brianna.
You know, they're not here yet. Everybody keeps asking me where they are. It's 8 o'clock. What if they don't show? What are we gonna do?
Don't worry. We built it. They'll come.
What if they don't?
Well, I'm a reporter, and we'll spin it. You'll make a statement.
No, you'll make a statement.
And you'll say that you're disappointed, but that you deeply hope that future classes at Mercier High will have the opportunity to celebrate their prom together without fear of retribution or threats.
Two stretch limos approach.
Is that really them?
think it is?
Brianna grins.
I'm gonna let you eat your puppy.
Smiling, Desiree heads back to the ballroom. Brianna stands by the limos as several of her white schoolmates get out in evening wear.
We just want to have a good time.
Brianna looks overwhelmed and mouths, "Thank you," as more couples, black and white, get out of various cars and head into the ballroom. Shannon's being interviewed by a reporter.
We just knew in our hearts it was the right thing to do.
Behind her, Brianna and Sailor stare sourly. Inside the ballroom, a DJ plays records while a young guy waves coloured gels in front of a spotlight. Brianna comes in, escorted by Brandon. She's mobbed by all her friends who pull them both onto the dance floor. Brianna and Brandon dance along with the rest of the students on the dance floor. A large glittery sign on the wall reads, "Make it last forever." Later, the students have parted to form a walkway on the dance floor, and one by one they step out and do some moves, either on their own or as a couple. Brianna and Brandon bop together, and Sailor does some slinky moves. Students pose by a couple of glittery cardboard palm trees as their prom photos are taken. Desiree walks towards Mark, who's at the doorway with Thornton.
My daughter is in there. I want her out.
Now wait, just listen.
You get the hell out of my way.
Bob, it's the senior class.
I don't.
Mark, it's fine. Help yourself, be our guest. Just remember on your way out to smile for the cameras. I'm sure every newspaper's gonna want a nice picture of our local councilman dragging his daughter out of the first integrated prom in Mercier.
Thornton glares at Desiree, then looks across the ballroom at Carla dancing close with Myron and staring across at him. Thornton glances around, then looks at Desiree with a smug smile.
You think you won a great battle here? You haven't. It's just one night.
He sneers, then looks back at Carla, who rests her head on Myron's shoulder. Thornton strides out, and Mark turns back to Desiree, wide-eyed.
He's charming.
Do you like to dance? Just for old time's sake.
No, Mark, but I will dance with you for new times.
He's still my beating heart.
Come on.
Smiling, Desiree takes Mark's hand and leads him onto the dance floor. They dance close, with Desiree resting her head on his shoulder. The floor is filled with couples dancing close. Brandon stares at Brianna as they dance.
Benjamin Franklin.
What?
He's the one who said, "If your head is made of wax, don't walk in the sun." I got more for you.
I can't wait.
They grin at each other. Brandon takes Brianna's hand and spins her under his arm. She looks impressed and they hold each other again. A caption. The following year, the committee once again voted to invite everyone, black and white, to the same prom. A group of white students, however, decided to go back to the tradition of two separate parties. Two steps forward, one step back. ITFC audio description.